and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Chinchilla.
All right. Dooley could not be with us tonight. Tila could not be with us tonight. So it leaves us three. Today joining us, we have D'Alba from the Shippa server. Say hello, sir.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Glad to be on.
I was trying to get a hold of you last week, and I know, I apologize, I'm hard to get a hold of sometimes, so, but we got you on, so that's good. All right. This week, we've got some news. Quite a bit of news, actually.
Shares.
A lot of news. Holy moly.
News
up the wazoo this week. First of all,
so much news, it's painful. That's...
I know. All right, well, let's talk about the ninth census.
Wow. Yeah, census is out. This is something we, you know, we've been kind of keeping an eye out for. We knew it was coming. So it's available now. So if you're interested in any kind of data that would be in a census, you can go ahead and check that out. One of the cool things, I think, and I think this is new for this year, is they showed merits.
They did a couple of cool things that were sort of a little bit more in-depth than last year.
Yeah, I mean, last year...
And last year, if you remember, it was a little bit more in-depth than the year before.
They had a lot more last year than they did this year.
Yeah, so...
They had things like chocobo raising, you know, face type distribution. This year they have things like merit points.
They did merits, and actually, what was kind of funny to me, for Beastmaster, Beastmaster merits, the most common merit was the killer effects merit. That was kind of like to me exactly like
right,
huh. But that's because that's, like, last on my list to merit on Beast right now.
I wonder if Square Enix is going to look at this and be like, wow, no one's, like, meriting Defender recast. Maybe we should get something in there that people will use, you know, or something. Because there's a lot of merits, you know, where things that people are just never going to touch.
Wow, killer effects.
Like on
sweet.
Thief.
I would think that would be the one that would be the most untouched.
Well, if you look at, like, Thief. For group one, you can do flee recast, hide recast, sneak attack, trick attack recast, or triple attack rate. No one did hide recast.
Yeah, you would think, yeah.
I'd like to know who did flee recast, honestly.
People that do a lot of sacks, maybe. I don't know.
No way. I don't know. That's just as crazy as hide, in my opinion.
I don't know. Flee would, I think, would be more useful.
Flee would be more useful than hide.
If someone's not a serious thief, they're just like, I'm just going to run around town and flee. I don't know.
I don't know. Hide is pretty useful.
Nobody has merited, like, any of the circle recast, which really isn't surprising.
I know. I was going to say, are you surprised?
I don't think anyone uses the circle effects.
Freaking arcane circle.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool to, you know, see what other people with your jobs, you know, what they're meriting, how they're dividing up their merits. So that was really cool to see. And of course, you'll know a while ago they did have the questions they had asked about the census. They did like little survey, and those are in here as well. So go ahead and check that out.
Another cool thing that they did this year was they showed the most popular link shell colors, pearl colors.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That was kind of cool. And it was like the most popular is silver. I'm thinking, I don't think I've ever seen a silver link shell before. But, I don't know. Across all servers, I guess silver is the most popular.
Yeah, it was a little different from last year where they just did link shell usage.
Right.
But this year they actually did... number of shells made active, what the link shells are used for. This is part of what they asked us, what we use our shells for, you know, stuff like, you know, casual conversation or whatnot. And then they did it where they showed that link shell colors that aren't being used.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, lots of greens and purple.
There's like one crazy green color in
there, too. It's all like stuff I want to like hold under a black light.
Exactly.
Yeah.
last Hello, time my I just baby. Showed you like the numbers, like, you know, what percentage of, you know, the link shells out there have, you know, 1 to 10 members and mm-hmm. you know, 10 to 50, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So that's kinda cool. All right. So check that out. There's oodles and oodles of information in there. You know, we could go on, but it's the census. It's pretty much the same every year.
Right.
Word.
All right. Let's talk about the new Wings of the Goddess missions that are planned for the update.
I was all excited when I saw this, and then I realized that it looks like there may only be 2 missions. Really? Like 2?
So the panel...
When did Wings of the Goddess come out?
Too long ago.
The panel that they gave us is split in 2.
To give us an update with only 2 missions.
Those are the 2 missions.
And it not be the last 2 missions.
No. So that's kind of lame. The first one looks like it's going to be taking place in Bustine Glacier. Something about a traitor in the ranks of the Khait Sith. So that could be interesting. And the next one... looks like it's going to be talking about Lady Lilith a little bit more. She was introduced in the last mission with the last mission update. And that's something that's kind of interesting, too, is the mission post for Europe actually names her as Lady Lilith. But they don't do that on the North American news. So, kind of interesting. So a couple missions coming out. I hope there's more than 2. Otherwise they better be something like COP where it's technically 2 missions but each has like 20 different parts to it. That would be okay. I'm looking at U3 paths, but
I don't know.
It's kind of disappointing to only see 2 missions.
It'll be 2 missions, but there'll be 27 quests in between each one.
I hope they're drawn out. Like, I don't. And they'll all be fetch like quests. A couple of cutscenes and a couple. I don't know. I hope that they're good.
The text of the quest will literally be, "Remember them stupid things we made you get in a crystalline prophecy."
Oh, jeez.
Go get those again.
Go get them.
Go get them.
All right. Next up. As excited as I am for the missions, I don't know. Like, just seeing them as maybe only 2. I don't know. Moblin Mazemonger update. Moblin Mazemongers delve deeper into your heart. That's a weird title for
a post. That's making some assumptions right there.
I don't know about
that's
that
That's dirty.
One.
I said, well, fusions anyway.
Yeah. First up, probably the biggest thing here is My Gobby and I.
Remember that toy? My buddy.
A little bit, yeah.
My buddy and me.
basically,
kid sister.
And this is pretty much what this whole post talks about is there's a new maze voucher coming out and you're going to be able to get a goblin NPC.
Ooh.
If you know, I've never really been interested in the whole NPC thing.
But if it was a goblin, would you do it?
Maybe outside, yeah, but as like it's hard enough just to get people to do MMM as it is, let alone, you know, I actually want to raise an NPC just for MMM,
yeah.
But you know,
if you could have like a goblin NPC outside of MMM, that would give me enough reason to do it on a regular basis.
Yeah, that could be cool. You're going to be able to specialize your goblin NPC just like you can with a normal fellow. You can give, you know, make it
a normal fellow.
Normal fellow.
Hello.
Governor. The goblin governor fellow.
There's the close combat specialist called the Walloper, which I might just get just to say I have a Walloper. That could be fun.
That's disgusting.
I know.
I've got a Walloper.
I've got a Walloper.
I got not a Wallaby, a Walloper.
I go into this dark cave and use my Walloper. The ranged attack marksman Barringer, and the magic wielding spell slinger.
Slinger.
Okay.
Slinger, yeah. So it says if you and your goblin apprentice succeed in your mission, you can expect a whole slew of lavish rewards, including Moblin Mazemonger's inaugural augmented items, special maze runes to customize your gob's abilities, and much, much more. So it depends on the items that they have available and the augments that can be on them. That'll depend on if people actually use this or not. So it'll be something to keep an eye out for sure.
Word.
Sweet. But, you know. All right. So Moblin Maze Mongers.
Yes.
A little bit more robust coming up here.
Robust.
Right. Also, next in community news, I'm going to move this up here since we're still kind of doing the official stuff. There was an interview done with Hiromichi Tanaka and Koichi Ogawa, who are, of course, members of the development team, on the Dengeki PlayStation Magazine, and they talked about...
Wait. Kudos on the Japanese name pronunciation.
What, Dengeki?
All that stuff.
Word.
I'd be tripping over it, trying to figure it out for, like, hours.
Well, that's not really that hard. I mean, it's, you know, people we've talked about before.
Yeah, it's but still.
Not too bad.
It really doesn't matter. I'd be like, the
guy with the O and the Awa.
And exactly.
With Hiromichi Tanaka. We've talked about him like a million times.
I think she was probably referring more to Koichi Ogawa, but...
Oh, we're in.
Whatever. A couple little tidbits.
Is he the guy with the hat?
No.
Oh.
Hatman.
That's, man.
Hatman.
I keep making jokes like we need to get like a deck of playing cards with like the developers' names like they have out in like Iraq for the terrorists.
That'd be so cool, but there aren't that many of them, so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
So in this interview, Koichi Ogawa says that the new Avatar for Summoners is just around the corner. Whether that means July update. Or the update afterwards, which will probably be like October, September-ish.
They mean the last corner is like the last half of the year, so you know, in January,
maybe.
The
last half of the year in 5 years.
Yeah.
Fan festival plans are currently being discussed.
That's cool.
Tanaka says that they are wanting to plan one for this year. So hopefully
are they going to have an open bar?
We don't know. Tanaka made a joke in the interview that said, if worse comes to worse, we'll just have everybody meet up halfway and have a party in Hawaii.
Yeah!
So,
that would work.
Hopefully
would
they have two
sweet.
Separate ones. Having a bilingual like fan fest would be interesting.
Halfway? That's really halfway, is it? that's like further for
it's
everybody.
Halfway for California people.
No,
it's halfway.
No. That's like further for everybody, because if you're coming from Japan... You've got to go southeast, and if you're coming from, like, L.A., you've got to go southwest.
Yeah, it's still 3,000 miles.
Yeah, either way, but I'm sure they'll keep them separate like they've done for the last 2 or 3 years. Moogle Koopa Ta will be released with the July version update.
Okay.
This is something we had mentioned.
Yeah, we thought maybe.
We were thinking, it, you know, it kind of makes sense that they would do that, so that will be coming out. And also... the announcement of campaign NPC quests are going to be starting after the July update. I think probably a good comparison to these is the Serpent General quests. They've already done a couple of NPC campaign NPC quests in the past with the I can't remember the name, the female elven that turns into the dragon. There's a quest that involves her. So I would expect stuff very similar to that and of the, you know, similar quality. Which is nice because that means it's, you know, stuff that's better than, you know, ACP cutscenes, and it's free, so you don't have to buy it. So that'll be kind of cool. really, I mean, like, the Serpent General quest easily beat out ACP.
As far as story.
At this point,
as
I'm just, like,
everything.
Hoping there'll be sweet rewards on the Moogle and Shantotto
right.
expansion.
I think probably...
Like, because I really don't think the story will end up that interesting, well, and the fights will be too easy.
The good thing about the next two add-on scenarios, the Moogle Koopa Ta and Shantotto Ascension, is that they aren't necessarily based on any pre-existing story,
mm-hmm.
or they don't claim to be. Like they with ACP, they're like, this is, you know, the sequel to the opening. I'm like, you know, after playing through it, it's more of like a sequel to like the narrative of the opening that no one really cared about.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't have that kind of tie. It's like, okay, with Koopa Ta, it's just something about a Moogle in Castle's Vault. No idea what's going to happen, but it doesn't exist, you know, may not necessarily exist on pre-existing stories or quests or something like that. It could just be its own thing, and I think that's what could make it better than ACP, is that it doesn't have these ties. You know, people won't be expecting
True.
Anything. But I think that... with the update coming out late July. They said they want to do pre-orders again for the add-on, which I still don't get why they're doing that. You don't, there's no incentive to do that, really. I think we'll probably be hearing something about Coup d'etat this week, and then a week after, I think we'll probably start hearing stuff about job adjustments, maybe the new avatar. So,
sweet.
Still some cool update news to come, I think.
It's exciting.
It
there's
is.
A lot of stuff yeah. that could be coming out, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Next up, Square Enix sued over unfair business practices. I guess some guy over in San Francisco is taking him to court.
For the tune of, what, $5
million? $5 million. And he says that the company, quote, lied about or concealed its monthly fees, penalties for late payments, interest restrictions, and other things that should have been fully disclosed at points of purchase. Little to this man's knowledge, apparently. It does say on the box there's a monthly fee. It says in the terms of service all the stuff that he's suing for. So I can't see too much happening from this. Most comments that people have posted are just, you know, laughing at it. So there you go.
Five mil, huh? Good luck there, buddy.
Yeah, he's gonna need it.
Good luck.
Next week, we just want to mention this real quick. We're gonna have a guest on talking about the Speed Gamers and their Final Fantasy marathon. So keep an eye out for that next week if you're interested in that. Speed Gamers have done a lot of, what they do is they'll do a marathon where they play through a certain series of games, and the money they raise will go to charity. So we'll be sure to follow up on that.
We'll be getting them on the show next week, hopefully.
Talk about that, yeah. PFA news. More charity stuff. Extra Life 2009 has been announced.
Yes. We have a lot of time, though. It's not till October.
Yeah, it's not till October, so we have some time.
But that's a good thing, because we get to use this time to
prep.
You know, spread the word and prep for it. Get as many people as we possibly can get involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. This year, the event is going to take place on October 17th. And those of you who were on top of this stuff last year... we'll know that we had the 24-hour webcast. We did the events up in Michigan alongside with the LBR guys. We are planning something else this year. Can't say anything yet. We're still in the process of finalizing some stuff, but it should be really cool. Keep F5 and PFA and LBR, and we'll get that info out as soon as we can.
Word.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about the Pet Food Alpha donation drive.
All right. For those of you who were around FanFest last year, we had our donation drive going to get all the hosts out to FanFest. It's kind of weird, actually, since then. We've actually gotten some emails asking, like, you know, how can I give to PFA, or how can I get into the contributor section in the forum? So what we've decided to do is we're going to open up the donations full time, and we're going to offer another kind of cool little bonus for people that donate a minimum of $5. You'll get access to the contributors forum where we plan our episodes throughout the week. You'll also get access to the episodes right after we record them. It's not a huge advance on the release of the episode. It'll probably be a couple days at most. But we do want to, let you guys get the biscuit as soon as you can.
Use the word biscuit.
I know. I
don't think you've said it in a long time. So
biscuit.
okay, now you're just scaring people.
We're gonna give you the biscuit.
The biscuit.
Run away!
Come here, boy.
I need an adult.
need an adult.
So we'll have that up in the middle of the week, and we'll have all the information there as well. People that have already donated will still have the access to the contributors forum and the episodes and stuff. So if you've already donated, there's no need to do so again unless you want to. So
we would appreciate it if you would, though.
Absolutely. We got a lot of stuff coming up with, they're talking about FanFest.
Right.
There's some other things that we're kind of trying to get planned out. And, you know, as much as I would love to just, you know, be able to grow a money tree, we could use a little help with that. So anyone that could help us out with that, we would be very appreciative of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So call your rich uncle up. That steak needs to get to FanFest this year.
And their uncles are going to be like, why are you sending meat to something called FanFest? I don't follow you there.
They're hungry, man.
We would appreciate anything that you can give us for that. And you'll see that probably midweek this week.
Yeah. Also have our second from the forums post, I think, sometime this week, too. So keep an eye out for that. Orzopedia news. This is something we're going to start doing. We're not covering 14 on the website because we're doing that via Orzopedia. But we, you know, if we have any brief little mentions about 14, we're going to go ahead and mention them. So we do have one bit this week.
This is a good bit of news here.
This is pretty cool. One of the members on the Orzopedia forums actually posted this. They went to the Distant Worlds concert in Baltimore on Saturday. And I guess they actually played the 14 trailer at the concert up on the big
screens.
No way.
I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah. And
that's awesome.
They came out and said that we already knew Uematsu was composing for 14. That was on the official website. But what we didn't know is he's going to be the only composer, meaning that he's not just going to do, you know, a few tracks here and there, and then
right.
You know, somebody like, you know, Naoshi Mizuta or Kumi Tanioka will come along and take care of the rest of it.
Nope.
It's going to be all Uematsu, which is really cool.
Smile, please.
That means regardless of, like, how well the game is, there's still one part that's definitely going to rock, and that'll be the music.
And, you know, even with 11, the music is really good. But
yeah.
I think for a lot of people, you know, as great as Mizuta and Tanioka's tracks are, people just want Uematsu in their Final Fantasy. So that was kind of cool to hear.
Sprinkle a little Uematsu in my Final Fantasy.
Wow.
What he sounded like.
Okay.
Sprinkle a little.
And another...
excuse me, could you pass the Uematsu, please? Thanks.
Wow. I really don't know what to say to that one. That was kind of...
People want Uematsu in their Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Keep going.
And also a little bit that they said is that they are working on at least one Final Fantasy 14 song to perform at Distant Worlds.
Sweet. Other than the like trailer track,
we don't know what music it is, but they're working on 14 tracks for the Distant Worlds concert series. So that's and they said they're going to be announcing something more on that soon. So keep an eye out on the Distant Worlds website for that, ffdistantworlds.com, and we'll post something up on Orzopedia whenever we hear more about that. So cool
stuff.
That's
awesome.
The shiz.
Yeah. I'm so looking forward to hearing more music.
I hope they bring that back to Chicago if they add 14 stuff. And I mean, even then, like since we actually had the premiere of it over here.
Yeah,
come on,
right.
Boston, bring it.
Well, the U.S.
Premiere. Right? Stockholm doesn't count. But you know, they've added Ron Farr since then. They've added a couple other tracks.
If they do it again in Chicago, we should go again.
Absolutely, I would love to go again.
Come on, Jen, you can do it.
Yeah, I'll just walk.
Just take
whatever.
The airship.
Hop on the Greyhound.
I'll take the dragon with the cannon on his chest.
Well,
blast stuff out of my way.
There you go.
Shazam.
Fly around in your giant pillar. Or something. I got nothing. All right. Let's see. Where were we? That's it.
That is all we have for news this week. Lots of cool stuff. And you know, keep an eye posted on the Play Online site on PFA. You know, as we get closer to the update, there's going to be a lot more information coming along.
A lot of more information.
Yes. You heard
fishes.
Me. So you know, job adjustments are coming. Stuff about the new add-on.
I'm really interested in the job adjustments. Like, what did they say they were going to add that they haven't added yet? The ninja thing is the only thing I can think of.
There's the Wyvern Breaths and the Dats that have been there forever.
Oh, yeah.
So, something with Beastmaster, maybe. Maybe Dancer and Scholar on salvage pieces.
Black Mage could use an update. I don't know what you would do.
They could just, like, remove Black Mage. That would be...
Like, we're going to remove the ability to use a sub job on Black Mage because we don't want you to be able to stay alive.
We're going
to
make it so the only sub job you can have on Black Mage is Thief. So if you do get hate, all you can do is run around and die.
Just run away. I'm out of here.
This is purely for our amusement.
I'm out of here, son.
It's not useful whatsoever.
A good one would be give me Scholar or Stone Skin at like 37 or below.
Word.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll find out soon enough, I'm sure. So I'm excited for this update.
Like,
And like the stuff they've announced so far, it's kind of like meh to me. Like, they're like, July update, Northlands.
Meta
I'm like,
you?
Awesome. And it's like two missions, NPCs, and Moblin Mazemongers.
You know, I'm not a summoner, but I really hope they do release a new summon, just because they've been saying they're gonna for so long.
Right, exactly. I mean, with the last update, you know, we finally got some of the Red Mage stuff they've been talking about, you know, that they announced alongside of the new Avatar thing, so it's about time. But it sounds like if we don't get anything this update, that we will absolutely get something when the next update rolls around, probably in September or so. So
mm-hmm.
Good news for summoners out there. Player achievements for this week. I accidentally forgot to create a new achievement thread for this week.
Yeah, I saw that. So, but people still posted their stuff in last week.
People still posted
thing.
Their stuff, which is that's okay. We'll work around it.
Yeah, it's all right.
I screwed up good.
Good job, Fuse.
Well, you know what it was last week because Dooley wasn't on. I said I was going to go down there and give him some crap for not showing up.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I ended up staying down there for a week. So
word.
A little
stayed
occupied.
Down there for a week.
Yeah, just
party
kinda,
hardy.
Kinda,
and there's no Dooley here tonight. So there you go.
You wore him out good, Fuse.
I'm not even going to comment on that. That is horrible. All right.
Hey, what happened at Dooley's place stays at Dooley's place, all right?
What happens in the... I forgot the word.
All right.
Anyway.
So, let's see here.
If we could move on, that'd be great. All right. Player achievements. Sephiroth Knight of the Bahamut server. Got his Duel of Chapeau.
Nice.
And got Ninja at a 72.
Cool that Chapeau is.
That's nice, yeah. Zero Katama from Seraph. Got Derg to 75.
Oh yeah.
Sweet. Got the Black Coffin mission done. Cleared Dynamis Bastog. Got his Dragoon Pants. And a lot of the posts are talking about how I failed to make a new achievement thread. Cool. Earthdigger got his Pantan Taj and the Warriors Lol Rikka and Dynamis Archibard.
Lol Rikka.
Yeah, we had one of those drop tonight too. Mannequin head, hands, and body, so he's 4 for 5 on a mannequin, just needs one more part. Mannequins are fun. They're really expensive to like get the first one going, but after that. Dagoat got Nizel Isle Assault for 100 done.
Nice.
And got Atonement for his Paladin.
Ballin'.
Congrats. That's
gotta have Atonement.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's a nice one to have.
Must be nice.
Meet Tanaka, complaining that I didn't make a new thread. Dimlos got his Itole Tiara and the Mirage Shawar from Dynamis Bastok. That's Dancer and Blue Mage there. Sevo Kevo got Summoner 15 to 18 in 5 minutes.
15 to 18 in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes. There you go.
How is that possible?
Summoner burn. I'm gonna assume either that or he had one hell of a PL or something. I don't know.
Those summoner burns sound like they are no joke.
I had a friend go from 11 to 56 in 4 hours.
What?
Swear to God.
Jeez.
Still.
Oh my God.
Summoning skill was at like 30, but whatever.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, what cares?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You know exactly.
It doesn't matter unless you're Steak.
Yeah, I'm like Steak knows exactly
like,
what I'm talking about.
You can't do anything like that because people will be on your back all the time.
Through Black Cape plus whatever. One and okay. Vantree cleared Dynamis Bucidine and got his first relic, the Blue Hands. So.
Nice.
Good stuff. And last, we have Knives Millions, who got their runic key and finished a mannequin. So that's a couple mannequins in there last week. That's pretty cool.
Mannequins are where it's at right now.
Heck yeah, man. I got three of them.
Ever since they changed the storage on them, they're like super hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely kind helps. Of,
kind of cancel out the need for other furniture after you get like two or three.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, sort of.
I still need to finish my beast relic mannequin.
Yeah, you need to change the background in the forums too, because I'm getting tired of looking at it. I'm just saying.
You know, first of the month is coming up. I'm sure I'll change it here in the next few days. So
he looks at me like, look what I got.
Yeah. That was absolutely what I was thinking of when I did that too.
Was it? No, yep. It wasn't. Mission accomplished. All right, moving right along, we're going to go to our in-game, as always. We start with our guest. So, D'Alba, what have you been doing in-game, man?
Pretty much a little of everything. Sky Pops, few Karens, Odin. Well, let's see, Iron Draw after that, trying to get another Odin. H&M's just killed Cerberus about a few minutes ago.
Nice.
So, keeping busy.
What did he drop?
Let's see. He dropped a whole lot of claws and meat. No alcohol, but we really don't. There was nobody there who needed alcohol anyways.
Okay.
It's no big deal. So, that's about it. I got my e-body off the last Odin.
Nice.
That we did. Nice. So that
was very cool.
Really happy about that. Just doing that and a lot of leveling.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
Hi.
What was that?
I'm recording a podcast right now, but leave your message, and I'll call you back.
Okay. Well, that's about it for me.
He just turns his phone off. It's Word. Cool, man. Everybody gets put on the spot. All right, Chin, what about you? What have you been doing?
Let's see. We got a few KVs, still no helm, which is kind of lame because I've seen such good drop rate.
Vinegroon.
Yep.
I love how every time you're like talking Skype about getting KV, it's like, oh, I got a GM called. I'm like, whoa, no way, really?
I don't know. Every I don't know time. What it is, but on Carbuncle, it's literally, they could have one other person there. Like, it could be my link shell of, like, six to claim and hold it while everyone else runs out. And one person from another shell, and they GM us. And the GM actually is like, well, they could kill it solo, so you need to give it up. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I would do it just so I could watch that one person die.
Well, this time we got so frustrated. I'm not going to get into it. But we ended up calling for help and pissing some people off. But, you know, don't mess with my people that are trying to get gear when you claim it and like seven people die in a second because you can't figure out how to move away from the friggin' monster. We've been owning Iron Jar. I think we've gone 1-for-1 on a tier 3 like the past 6 or 7 times.
Wow, that's so really like, good.
Wow.
Every 2 weeks is an Odin. We finally saw our first V-body last Odin, which was pretty awesome. Yeah. We still haven't seen the fork or the whole food, but
that's
really
okay. If you saw the fork, I might have to cry myself to sleep.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a fork eventually.
It'll go to the guy that like finishes.
We haven't seen
E
bodies in a while. Like we got a few E bodies off the first few.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen another one in probably like 5 or 6 Odins.
Wow.
And that's kinda lame.
They're pretty rare.
You've been getting some of the other decent like king abjurations though. Like
we got like a W body I think a few times ago. We usually get like N legs. We actually one of the things that was gonna go for like a ton of points was A hands.
Oh jeez.
I'm like only my shell because I'm never like let's go to sky, you know.
Right.
Stay away from sky.
That's okay. I got one that can top that when I get into my end game.
Let's see, did we do anything else? Finished up an Omega set, so we got that this week coming up.
Nice.
The shield we're working on, he only needs like 1,000 more binds to be done with all of his bind bills.
Nice.
So that's getting kind of close. I want to say that's, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, Fusion, how about you? What did you, what was your, what did you have to top that with June?
Tonight, my link show, we did Dynamis Archibard, and people were actually getting into a little bidding war over the Lulrica.
What?
People were actually competitively bidding on the Lulrica.
Just to finish like 5 of 5?
I have no idea. It ended up going for like 11 or 12 points. What? As soon as someone said 2, everyone was like, seriously? Like, were we bidding more than a point on that? But we also got Red Mage Hat, we got Monk, nice. A couple of Bard, and Thief Hands.
Word.
Lots of drama around that because it went to a guy's alternate character that had Thief 75.
What?
Lots of drama about that.
Oh, I probably would have threw a hissy fit.
There was.
Are you kidding me?
There was a lot of crap flying around the link shell with that, which is great. Wipe to Dynamis Lord, which isn't really surprising since we haven't beat it at all yet. Did our first Odin tonight. Got him down.
Jeez, I love your like brutal honesty. Like, yeah, we have never beaten it, so it's really no surprise that we died.
I tell it like it is.
You're a champion.
Did Odin tonight, got up to 50% before he's like, I'm going to do my 50% move, and then you guys look lonely, I'm going to call some of my Valkyrie buddies out here and kill you all. So that was cool after waiting, you know. When did Einar Yar come out?
Wait, how were you handling the ads? Just, I'm curious.
Red Mage would go in, Diaga, and kite him.
Just one? You just had one on ads?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can do it, but if the Red Mage forgets to do something like use re-raise, it could be a little problematic.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was my night. This past week was fun. I was hanging out with Duel and a couple of his buddies, so shout out to G-Man, Piggy, and Goaty. Just kind of hung out and checked out some movies and stuff. And
see anything good?
Saw Transformers, the new one.
Word.
It's you know, it was a typical sequel. The story was kind of lacking. The language was a lot stronger than I thought it would be.
Did Optimus Prime like drop the F-bomb or something? Because that would break my heart.
No, but that would have been great.
That would break my heart. I think I would die a little bit inside.
And that robot-y voice, no way, that'd be awesome.
Like beating up,
throw your empty beer can at the screen.
I guess he would like transform, punch Megatron in the face, be like, fuck you. You know, in his Optimus Prime voice. That'd be great. But we watched Yes Man with Jim Carrey.
Like, no, Optimus.
That's a good movie.
That's a great movie if no one's seen that. We also watched Gran Torino, that Clint Eastwood movie. It's language is pretty harsh in there, but it was actually a pretty good movie. So a couple of Fusion recommended videos to go watch if you haven't. And that's pretty much it.
Well, this concludes our Movies by Fusion X segment of the show.
Right, exactly.
I actually do not have a contribution for in-game this week. I went camping with the family.
You got wife aggro.
Cool. I was supposed to get on and hang out with Dooley.
Yeah, you got like wife and mother-in-law aggro.
Yeah, I sort of had some. It wasn't in the cards. We'll put it at that. Right. It wasn't in the cards, but it would have been cool to go down there and hang out. But I did have a good time camping with the fam, so that was cool.
Yeah. You know,
camping's always fun.
Got a chance to play 11 this week. I did play Sims 3, though. Did we talk about that last week or the week before?
I think we did. I can't imagine it's that much different than...
It is.
The Sims 1 and its 27 expansion.
Like, I did 2... And it was like the same game as 1. It just looked better.
It's different. It's more intuitive than the other ones. But yeah, we were talking about The Sims 3 when we were talking about the possible system requirements for 14.
Oh, right. You know, as long as you can still just like make a little room with like a fridge and an oven and have your Sims either like pee themselves to death or light the little room on fire, that's all that matters.
You can do things like that, I think, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's a pretty cool game, though. I'm enjoying it. And actually, I have my copy of Spore in my hand, going,
Did you know that there's an expansion coming out?
For Sims 3?
No, for Spore.
Oh yeah, I did.
And
see
they actually
that.
The guys that do Robot Chicken are making some of the missions for it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's one one of the quests is called Whiny and His Poo.
What?
There's nice. There's another level that has like a big library in it, and you can actually read some of the books. And there's one, it's like so-and-so wrote the Emperor sketch on Robot Chicken or something. It's kind of funny. But, yeah.
Crazy.
I think that the website for it, it's like whatever the Spore website is, slash like WTF.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What? Oh, that's crazy. I'm gonna have to check that out, though.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Yeah, we so are flying through this app here.
Yeah, I know, really. I
hope we got some good emails here. We're...
That's because we don't have Dooley bringing up stuff like Beast Mater.
Some of these are
Oh, man, Beast Mater, you reminded me of something.
Uh-oh,
so,
what is that?
You've seen Cars, right? The movie?
Yes, he's Mater. Like Tomater.
So we were at a restaurant for lunch, and they had one of those little sticker, or like the temporary tattoo machine, like you know you put the quarters in.
Tell
and
me,
pulls...
Mater was in there.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You got a temporary tattoo with Mater on it.
You nice. Did?
No, he did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So.
I'm gonna have to find like stickers and stick them all over my room. Mater. Like Beast Mater.
Beast Mater made a beast.
Beast mater, beaster.
Mama says, I don't need no friends.
Freaking wow. Dooley.
Oh, man. All right. Let's jump in an email here.
Okay. This email is actually old.
Old?
I didn't.
Like growing hair?
Didn't archive. Whoops.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I didn't archive that one either.
Whoopsie.
Whoops. Whoops, 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 whoops.
I need to come out with a new crush.
Oh, man. That one's old, too. OMG. Oh, that's old, too. Where did we stop? Oh, my gosh. All right. First email comes from Krazy, C-R-A-Z-Z-E, of Ifrit. He says, hi, this is Krazy. I couldn't
think you pronounce it crazy.
I think we did this one, didn't we?
I don't think so. Crazy.
No, maybe not. Okay, never mind.
Crazy for pronouncing your name wrong. Okay.
Wow.
It says, it's been a while since I emailed the show, but I feel I need to write this email because something Chinchilla said really upset me.
I don't believe that.
Another email.
I don't believe that. Everything Chin says is so polite.
Oh, man. I probably won't even remember saying it. What was it?
All right. Says, I know this was a while ago. He says, I'm a little behind on episodes, but she basically bashed anyone who doesn't play around 5 p.m. in their respective time zone.
What?
Personally, I don't start work till 4 p.m., and like normal people, I usually wake up an hour or so before work, and then my time starts after work, so I usually don't get to play until 11 p.m. on the 5 nights a week I work. To lump people. I'm sorry.
This guy's gonna hate us now. You're making fun of his words.
He's already writing in the complaint, and now we're like laughing at his email.
I don't know if he meant lump or if he meant something else. Anyways,
I'm assuming he means lumping people together, like in a group.
To lump people that play late night into one big group that plays 24 hours a day is ignorant.
I really don't. We gotta find like an episode number.
The only thing I can think of, Chin, that we talked about something like that was when we were talking about the Mog tablets and how the JP they started with the JP time and it wasn't fair.
That could be.
That's the only time I think we.
Like I know I can be a jerk sometimes, but I don't think I'd.
I'd say
you're stupid for not playing at your.
All right,
I don't know. I could totally picture you saying that.
Shut up,
controller boy.
Oh, don't even. Don't even.
Anyway, read on.
He play with a controller. All right, it says it's already unfortunate enough. I'm going to get hate mail for that. It's already unfortunate enough that I'm unable to attend many events with my friends due to my work schedule, and the only days I'm able to are on the 2 days off that I have. I wouldn't really mention anything besides the fact that this has really been a big issue that has affected my gameplay in Final Fantasy XI. I'm unable to find an endgame link shell that I am able to attend regular events, since most link shells have events all throughout the week. For this reason, I might actually be tempted to join a regional server if there were regional time zones as well. Regional 2 time zones as well. I am in the Pacific time zone, so my late night is often too late for the late nighters east of my time. At least with a Pacific time zone server, I'd be able to have a larger group of people to possibly do events with. Still, most likely I would choose a global server because all of the people I wouldn't have normally met due to the global servers in Final Fantasy XI. Still, actually being able to participate in events might sway me the other way. Anyway, sorry for this email. So far behind in regards to when the episode was put out, but I think my point is still valid. Also, this wasn't meant to be a flame mail to Chinchilla. I really enjoy her on the show. And if she didn't have strong opinions, it wouldn't be the same.
That's a shame. Sorry. We need more flame mail for Chin.
We do need
whatever
more flame
fuse.
Mail.
I'm kidding.
But the only flame mail we get from Chin is like, lol, controller, lol, keyboard.
It's been like 3 years still getting emails like that.
It's one of those things we like to try and forget it ever happened and move on.
I play Final Fantasy XI with the mouse. So there you go.
he's like the guy that walks in like on a two-sided dispute and tries to like make it all better, and then the two sides just turn and beat the crap out of that guy.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's, I play with the mouse.
You.
Like one sketch.
I honestly, like, if I really worded my words like that and like
the one
mean,
sketch with the my spoon is too
no,
big thing.
No, I was trying to be nice here, and you cut me off.
Where there's the sign and it says crazy hats only, and the guy walks in, and there's the two other guys. And
I hate you.
Like he doesn't have a silly hat on, and they beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you fall and can't get up.
Oh man,
that's evil. Okay, yeah,
you're
you guys
pretty
move
mean.
On?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Oh, all
right. Next email comes from Perry from the Carbuncle servers. Hello, my name is Perry, and I'm from the Carbuncle server.
No,
that's how I knew she was on the Carbuncle server.
That's clever. I see how you did that.
I was. I have recently returned to Final Fantasy XI after a 2-year break.
Wow.
That's really awesome. Welcome back.
They always come back.
Says and I have a question or two about campaign, that I can't seem to get solid answers to. Is there any way to tell how long a campaign has been going on before you teleport there?
Nope.
Also. Is there any way to tell how long the campaign is going to last?
Nope.
I seem to frequently find myself teleporting to a campaign battle only to have it end in like 1 to 3 minutes.
Me too.
I was just wondering if you peeps had any info on this. Great show. I am a new listener. And keep it up. Unfortunately, the answer to both of your questions is no.
I usually do. Like, if I'm in a campaign, I'll do a C-map. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right when it's over, and then when I hit the zone, you know, I'll turn in my thing if I did, like, a defensive ops, and then I'll just wait for one of the empty zones to turn up a new one.
I mean, you know, it's not like you have to really worry about, like, spending allied notes or anything, because chances are if you're doing, you know, campaign, you're going to have, like, a lot of allied notes to spend for the teleports. But, yeah, it's just kind of how it is.
They implemented a system to sort of gauge that a little better.
Yeah, I haven't even had it less, you know, end in less than, like, a minute. I'll go get tags, and, like, as soon
then
as I get tags, or even while I'm in the menu to get the tags, it'll end. Like, it is, it can suck, but that's kind of how it is, so.
The worst part about that, too, is it doesn't happen once and then you get a great one. It happens, like, 7 times in a row.
Right, yeah.
So, you're like, I'm just not even going to, whatever.
You're just
I'm out of here.
Skipping around, telling around, and you're hoping, please let one of these stay. I just want some buffer.
And welcome to the show. Thank you for listening.
What?
Word.
She's a new listener to the show, dude. Or he is.
Oh.
He, she.
Gotcha. I'm like, wait, what? What happened? Okay.
The gender neutral person that we're speaking of at this time. All right. Next email comes from Child of the Midgard Sormer server. He says, hello, fellow biscuit friends.
Biscuit.
I'm sure that each and every one of you. Biscuit.
Don't take biscuit. No, I started that. You can't take that. That's mine.
I'm sorry. Did you trademark that already? It's only been like 10 minutes.
No, that's mine.
Okay.
There's a little F with a circle around it next to the word biscuit.
Inside the circle, it says Fergderg.
Fergderg.
Damn it.
I'm sure that each and every one of you is excited, as excited about the new upcoming Final Fantasy XIV as I am. You had mentioned on episode 156 something about Square Enix allowing name and race transfers from 11 to 14. Interesting idea, but I, for one, will not be taking part in such an offer. Child, my character who lives happily on the Midgard Sormer server, has had many wonderful adventures and has really come into his own. He is a being of Vanadil, a citizen of the Republic, and still has a story to tell. Chances are, great, that I will never journey in Vanadil once 14 hits the shelves. That's a hard truth right there, isn't it? Come on, you know it's true!
Search your feelings, you know it to be true.
I could see myself taking a break from 11 for a few months, but I'm sure I'll want to get back on it.
It'll be the thing where you'll pop into 11 for an hour or so every day. Just be like, what's up, guys? Oh, nothing. We did this. Cool. I'm playing 14. I don't really care about
it. And I'm going back now.
I don't really care about
it.
You guys now.
It's like crazy.
Okay, hey, fast windows open. Cool. I'm going to go kill stuff in 14.
A show on History Channel called Life After People.
How in the world does that pertain to what we're talking about?
It's going
to
be like Vanadil After People. Like, there's
going
to be like...
The breweries are going to explode?
It's going to be like crickets or like a roach infestation in Juneau or something.
And packs of dogs will be wandering around.
Packs of feral chocobos.
God. Wow.
Yeah. I was going to say Koopa, but then I realized that was a Moogle
that
noise.
That could be an interesting like satirical
like
series of write-ups, like Life After like 14 or something.
Windurst walls like floods with water and like the tree starts dying.
It's just like a tumbleweed rolling through Whitegate. God,
that would be a great like spoof thing to do. Like every
that would be
every
so
couple
cool.
of
like,
weeks or Robau something.
Robau just gets buried in sand because of the winds.
Maybe we should talk to Polish and see if he's got a little time up his.
That
you
would
know,
be so cool.
Every month or so, just get a little strip. Life After 14. It'll...
Explosions in Bastok.
There's like Galka arms everywhere.
Sure, all these beastmen in besiege and no one's there to fight them. They're just kind of like, what happened? Like, what? This is creepy.
Scratching their butts.
Are they like waiting to ambush us?
Cats infest Sandoria or something.
Oh, man.
All the rats in Nashmow just kept breeding till you can't even move through it.
I got off track. I just lost myself
we're
there.
Good
anyway.
Like that.
Clink, clink.
He says, Oh, man.
Clink, clink, heard around the world.
Clink, 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 clink,
the fairy,
clink,
the
clink,
fairy
clink.
Sinks.
What?
The fairy
Proteus
sinks.
Is just
airships
swimming over
crash.
It.
Oh,
okay, he says, though I will miss him, he's speaking of Child, the soul of Child will remain forever in Final Fantasy XI. A new world demands new adventures with new stories to be told. When I have created a new adventurer for the lands of Orzea, I will be sure to contact you with the info. Which brings me to my question. You don't always have to have a question. You can just banter on emails.
Or make fun of, keyboards or something.
Yeah, towers.
Dirk. I am a little behind on the podcast.
Did you really choose to make fun of Dirks before Beastmaster, really?
Yes.
I'm disgusted.
I am ashamed.
Good call. I'm a little behind on episodes. Two episodes, it looks like. So forgive me if you've already answered this. It says, will Pet Food Alpha report from the new game, Final Fantasy XIV, or have you made plans about what will become of the podcast when the new Final Fantasy becomes available? Thanks much, and have a great evening. Signed, Child.
Yes, we will be in some way reporting for 14. On our 3-year anniversary episode, we had a Nero from Limit Break Radio and Ganny on from FF Encyclopedia talking about our new kind of collaboration, Orzopedia. It's taken the best of the wiki, news reporting from PFA, and high quality podcasting from LBR and PFA. And we're kind of mixing everything into one big community site. You know, as
it's Orzopedia, good lord.
I just call it Ors.
Well, yeah, that's what you say, but.
Just call it Ors. Let's start it right now.
I just want to smack my forehead every time you say that. I'm just like,
what, Ors?
Exactly, right? Yeah. You won't forget Ors. You won't forget it. But, you know, we'll be covering stuff. We're not going to be doing anything 14 related on the website, unless it somehow also has 11 in it. Anything dealing with 14 will be posted on Orzopedia. We're still working on some of the finer details for a 14 podcast. Obviously, there's really not a whole lot of content coming out about it, so there's not much to do a show on at the moment. But keep an eye out at orzopedia.com for more information about that stuff. The link for that is right on the right-hand sidebar of PFA. So.
Hey, I didn't name it. Square Enix named it, okay? I'm just pronouncing it.
Right.
Next email.
Watch them change the name at launch. They'll be like, yeah, we spelled it wrong.
First rule of Final Fantasy podcasting is you can pronounce things however you want.
That's right.
Right or wrong, and it doesn't matter.
Well, actually, didn't they say that Orzea is actually not the name of
It's a region.
It's the name of a region.
But it's where everything starts.
That could be like Kulshushu.
Kuzatskapedia. Yeah. I don't, you know.
Kuzos.
Kulshushupedia.
Right, exactly. But,
exactly.
But then you can just be like Orzopedia, where your adventure begins. Hmm?
Oh, zing. Zing.
I see what you did there.
Shazam.
All right.
I thought that was rather clever. I might have to put that in a banner somewhere.
Good for you, Fuse. God. Good. Many applause.
He's writing it down right now. All right, so next email comes from Real Lent from the Siren server. It says, I love the podcast, so I just wanted to ask Fusion X about Moblin Maze Mongers. Sam starting from scratch. How can I obtain an Aramine's tale? What do I gotta do in full detail? If you can, please let me know.
Oh man, wake me up when he's done. Night night.
Also, I'd like to be a guest on the show. How do I go about doing that? Chin is amazingly funny. I loved her. Plus Kieran together, lol. I love you guys.
I was like, loved? What do you mean loved? No more love.
I love you guys too. Infused's lame attempts at jokes make me laugh harder than the actual joke.
See, I plan it out more than you guys think.
Yeah, okay, Fuse.
The intent is to make the joke so bad that people laugh at the attempt to actually make a joke. See,
then
so
you, sir, are
working.
A genius.
I know.
You are a comedic genius.
It's just a shame that you people fail to realize that.
Okay. He says, so I'm
you
sad that Squig left as well. Anyways, I'm going to try and pull a snow shadow and try to write every week. Take care, guys, and make the episodes longer!
No.
Pull a snow shadow. That's awesome. I'm going to pull a shadow snow.
She didn't write me this week, so.
Aw. All right. As far as Ermine's Tale mazes go, you're going to need the Great Warrior Rune, I believe it's the Beast Rune, and that's it. Just make sure you attach it to the, is it voucher 7, I believe, is the one for the NMs. And of course, the harder you make the maze, the better the drop rate. So it'll be nice to have something like a Might or a Supreme Might rune in there. Also, if you have any job runes, if you give it like a white mage job rune with like some kind of magic, that'll make it a lot easier. And yeah, that's pretty much it as far as Ermine's Tale goes. You know, look around. Wiki might have some information on the discussion page for the NM or on the page for that particular NM, and you know, see how people have been building their mazes. Because I mean, there's just the basic part that you need to actually get the NM, but you know, to make it a little harder to increase the drop rate while still making it manageable can be a little bit challenging. So, hope that answered your question.
There you go. All right. Next email.
Rune 94 Lost and Found is a must too. Otherwise, you won't get any of the weapons.
Cool.
Absolutely need to have that one.
What is the Ermine's Tale?
It's a dagger.
It's a
dagger.
It's a dagger.
You stab stuff with it.
Shank.
It's actually kind of nice. It has 8 evasion on it.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's not too shabby.
All right, next email comes from Grimtail. He says, from the B to the A to the Bahamut server.
All right.
That's the Bahamut server. He says, I'm fairly new to the PFA scene. I've been listening to the podcast for nearly 2 months now. I like it a lot, and everyone on the show has great distinctive personalities, especially Steak. I think he's cool. And my female friend who also listens thinks that he sounds hot.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez.
What's up to you?
I hope your wife listens to this, man.
What's up to your friend?
She's just a friend.
Mama says I don't need no friends.
Oh, I know, baby. I know.
Keep reading. Right,
it says,
how you doing?
Rafflecopter Blast. That's what it says in the email. All right, he says, I actually saw Steak in game for the first time on Bahamut a few days back. He was running in Saramu Champagne, and I was on my Chocobo on the way to a party in Garlage. After waving to him, I was so tempted to tell him, get behind the outpost, lol, but I thought that he would think I'm an idiot, so I didn't do it. This actually was probably Steak, the fake Steak, not the real Steak.
The fake Steak.
That would have been, oh man.
The ground turkey sandwich. Breast.
What? You know, I actually, okay, no, all right, so... I was bringing in some groceries earlier, okay, and there was a thing of like Hot Pockets. It was like
made with fake steak.
No. It was Philly steak and cheese,
made with
chicken.
That's just wrong.
Yeah,
is it like a chicken steak, Philly
steak and cheese made with chicken?
If I wanted an artery hardening snack like a Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket, it better not be made with chicken. It probably still had like the beef picture on it though, so it still looked like meat instead of chicken. Like,
steak and cheese made with chicken. I'm like,
it's a chicken
what?
Steak.
the dude on Bahamut though. That's
the
exactly
fake steak?
He's steak with chicken. He's so fake.
Oh my god.
So funny. Like, people will be like, I asked him the other day. Well, not the other day. It was like a week ago. But I was like, do people ever ask you about pet food? He's like, yeah, all the time. I was like, what did you tell him? But I told him, look, if anybody asks you about PFA or mentions PFA to you, tell him to talk to me.
Fake
He's
steak.
Like, all right. He's like, Steak is my street name, yo. Like, you, sir, are a winner. And he's
Dooley
like,
Dooley needs to be Beastmater in 14. Awesome. It needs to be his name.
I think it's probably going to be Kentucky Slinger.
That's disgusting.
That seems to be what he's using for.
That is absolutely I think I just threw up in my mouth.
Wow.
He says, sorry to babble, onto my fairly deep question. So I was on the Final Fantasy XI, just seeking in Whitegate with my flag up after a failed promi holla. still angry about that. So I'm there seeking, and my link shells start talking about how Michael Jackson... Oh. You know, it I thought that I could get away from Michael Jackson by doing a Final Fantasy XI podcast.
You can never escape the Jackson.
Michael Jackson is so far-reaching that even the community of Final Fantasy XI...
Have you looked at our website today?
Yeah, I did. I saw that, Moroku
put up the Thriller video.
I'll get into that in a minute. Okay, so I guess his link still starts talking about how Michael Jackson is dead. I was like, OMG, what's going on after finding out that he really was dead? I was saying that... everyone was saying what they felt about it. Just imagine a full link show with people spamming in the LS chat with opinions and whatnot. This is now what I was shocked and upset about is that I would have thought everyone would have been shocked or upset or something like that. Some people in the link show really didn't give two jellies about it. Saying things like, I don't care.
Of all the words to throw in there, he picked jellies.
Jellies.
Good worded, sir. Promoted.
People saying things like, I don't care if he's dead, or it was his time to go, get over it. I guess everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but I don't think anybody should say that they don't care if someone dies unless it was a person who took another life and in turn deserves to die, in my opinion. Anyways, small comments were being thrown around the LS, left and right and center. And after
this
a while...
This email's like a novel. I feel like we've been reading this email for 3 days now.
Oh, we stopped and joked around for a minute. Anyways.
True.
After a while, I felt kind of uncomfortable and just logged out without saying goodbye. I think what I was feeling was that people were saying that they didn't care if Michael Jackson is dead. Considering he's the biggest selling musician of all time, and people don't care if he's dead, then what will people think when I die? If they even find out I'm dead, that is. I think it kind of opened my eyes.
Did you just laugh at that steak? Did you just like, at
Michael Jackson is going to haunt you and moonwalk your face out on the ground.
I just can't believe that I'm still talking about Michael Jackson. It's like, I can't get away from Michael Jackson.
Would you rather go back to the fake chicken?
Steak?
Could we talk about the chicken? Did you eat the fake steak?
No, I haven't had any of it yet. I'm curious,
what was it?
Though.
It was hot pocket
I want to know what steak made with chicken tastes
Who
like.
Who are you talking to, steak, that all they can talk about is Michael Jackson anyway? That's what I want to know.
I want to finish the email. He says, I think it kind of opened my eyes big time. There I was, so angry and chest off.
Cheesed
and jellies. I love this guy's vocabulary.
That our promie, Hala, probably, that I almost forgot that life goes on outside the game, and MJ dying was a huge flying hip press to the face. So my question in a nutshell, I guess, is how many times, if any, have you guys been actually playing Final Fantasy XI, then thinking to yourself, I should really be devoting so much time. Should I really be devoting so much time to this if there's so much more that I could be doing with my spare time? I know this is a question can easily branch out into something huge and something that's very debatable, but my main point of the question is to know how many of you from the PFA crew have been sitting there playing and said to yourself, there's a whole world out there. Do I want to make my mark in the world I live in or in Vanadil? And if you did ever feel that way, like how Michael Jackson caused it for me, what caused it for you? And how did you get over it or out of that train of thought? Please, I'd love to hear your opinions. Keep the show going. Happy 3 anniversary. You guys are awesome. Awesome-o. Sorry for the long email. I'll be
It was quite a long. We should have like edited in like an intermission somewhere in there. With some music, some elevator music.
Do do do.
Griptail signing out.
Let's all go to the movies. Okay.
Yeah, let's all go to the movies. Oh my gosh!
Get
all
yourself
right.
A biscuit.
So get yourself. I have definitely sat and thought, wow, you know, if I had taken all the time, you know, looking at my game time, you know, if I'd taken all that time and, like, let's say I decided to go to night classes or something and, you know, do something, I could probably be a doctor by now. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't like, trust you as a doctor of anything.
He would get so sidetracked so easy, be like, so what we're going to do now is take a little blood. Oh, my God. What is that? It's the ice cream truck. I'm out of here.
So,
we'll
yeah.
Make a small incision into the paint. Oh, hey. That's a cool motivational poster we have in this office. I've never seen this one. Usually I'm in room 13 next door.
Anyways, I've been playing this game for 6 years. So 6 years times, you know, on and off, I would usually play... Shoot, 40 hours a week? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe a
even if it was, even if it was 1 hour a day for 6 years, you know what I mean?
Like that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
You know, if I had invested that in like school or, you know, education, I could have a PhD.
Maybe. Be a rocket scientist. Could blast you to the moon.
I wouldn't trust Jake. You know, I don't think I'd trust him with like explosives either.
I think you just don't trust him.
You can trust.
You won't let him cut you. You won't let him blow shit up. What the hell?
Yeah, really. I don't know.
Can
what
you blame
guys...
me? Really?
Fake steak.
Dude, he is fake.
He's fake steak.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know, man. I think we've all had times when we're just like, why am I still playing this?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I could... And then usually take, like, you know what I mean, a few days and not play so much, and you're like, I wish I was, I need to get on in that, I want to level, you know.
Right.
Anything.
Yeah, I'll find myself in that kind of state of thought, like, you know, I could be outside, just, you know, take a walk, and, oh, hey, you know, Limbus is in 10 minutes, I should probably go do that.
Take a walk where you'd get, like, halfway down the block, and you'd be like, I'm going back home.
Like, yeah, I think Dynamis is in, you know, 20 hours. I should probably get ready for that. Be better than sitting out
probably
here.
Go home, take a nap, you know.
Right.
Get a case of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. As far as the point about making your mark in the world I live in or in Van Adil, it's like, I think with doing PFA, we're kind of like doing both.
Ooh, well. Because
we're kind of like on the fence there for both things, so.
It's a good call. Still, though.
Or it's an excuse to make it sound like I have more of a life than I actually do. Either
nine
way.
Out,
I mean,
think that's what it could
yeah.
be.
9 out of 10 times, too, to make some sort of huge impact like that. Like Michael Jackson, or, you know.
I'm not as upset about Michael Jackson as I am Billy Mays.
Billy Mays, the loss of Billy Mays.
There are not a lot of people who can go to a drive-through and ask about free shipping and handling.
I bought a lot of OxyClean because of that man.
Yeah. But yeah. A lot of deaths this week. Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon.
And to think of how many ShamWows that man could have sold if they didn't give it to Stuff Drop
Guy. He wasn't
the
ShamWow guy.
I know. Will you listen to me when I talk instead of cutting me off and just assuming what I'm going to say?
He was busy playing Final Fantasy with his mouse.
I will fight you, Steak.
What does the ShamWow have to do with Billy Mays?
He could have sold so many more than the other dude.
Poor guy.
Oh, than the other dude. Oh, yep. Okay.
Yep.
Maybe the ShamWow drove the other dude to do what he did. You ever think about that one?
Maybe. Maybe he's like, I can never be as good as Billy Mays.
Well, you know, the question is, they always say that.
You're going to love my nuts.
They always say that, you know, bad things come in threes, but, like, we've already passed three.
Yeah.
So, like, who, you know, we've had, what, Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, Michael Jackson, Billy Mays, Walter Cronkite's on his deathbed, so that leaves one more.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. We should start a pool for like celebrity deaths. Like who's gonna be next?
No, we shouldn't.
That'd be pretty messed up.
That would be pretty messed up. That's all the emails that we have this week.
I was just joking.
Yeah, I know.
Sure you were.
Jeez.
Actually, on a lighter note, the show is over.
Nope.
Word.
That's all we have for today. All right, so Dialba, do you have any shout outs you would like to give?
Sure, shout out to Czar Muter, Dunky Double, Kill Kenny, a bunch of people all in the Fate Link shell. They're awesome. Well, not so much Kill Kenny. He's a jerk, but he's still cool.
I like Dunky Double, that's an awesome name.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, that's kind of a cool name. Sounds like something you'd get on, like, Jeopardy. If it were, like, played with, like, donuts or something somehow.
What?
I'll take the Dunky Double for 200.
I'll take Dunky Doubles for 200.
It's Chains of Promethea.
Oh, man. The question? The answer is the Dunky Double.
This substance is commonly found inside of donuts. What is jelly? Correct.
What is a Dunky Double? Oh, man.
It's a Gulka. All
right.
Your silence is the correct response.
Of course he's a Gulka.
Alright, our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com.
Podcast viewer survey.
Yeah. Are we still doing the podcast viewer survey?
We are.
Oh my god.
We need more people to fill that out. We don't have nearly as many responses.
We know how many of you downloaded the show.
Right.
If like half of you could fill out the survey.
It's right there. It's right there on the site. Right there.
And you get some cool wallpapers at the end too. So.
Aww.
I know.
It's like a secret gift.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody, say goodnight.
See ya.
Goodnight.
Later. Goodnight.